A Cage of Roots, written by Matt Griffin and read by Luke Griffin. Chapter 1, A Lingering Nightmare. Ayla was having a nightmare, the most vivid, horrifying nightmare. She woke because she could not breathe. She was in stifling hot darkness, like when you fall asleep with the heat on, but 100 times worse. What little air there was tasted of mud, and the darkness was absolute. Her room was never this dark. She couldn't even see her hand in front of her face. There was something else, too, that made her realise this wasn't her own room. She could sense the closeness of the walls. Even though she couldn't see, she knew that where she was lying was small and tight. When she reached out her fingers, she found the walls around her all too quickly. Her nails scratched at the hardened muck, and the dust hissed as it fell from her touch to the rough, cragged floor. She started to grope blindly and frantically, and tried to stand too quickly, banging her head painfully on the low ceiling. She could only hunch. A tremor of panic grew deep in her stomach as she searched for an opening but found none. She covered every centimetre again and again, finding that she could move just less than a metre on either side and never stand to her full height. The desperate search sucked the adrenaline from her, and she stopped, spent, and lay against one of the walls. So, she decided she was in the middle of the worst nightmare she had ever had, a horribly realistic, graphic one of being buried alive. All she had to do was clench her eyes shut as tight as she could and go back to sleep. But sleep just wouldn't arrive, and she couldn't escape the feeling that she was just about to run out of air. It was so uncomfortable, and the hard, knotty ground she lay on was just too real. As Ayla slowly accepted her situation as fact, her screams for help morphed to sobs in the blackness. She felt that there was no sense of time in this waking grave, but it seemed like she had been crying for hours. Her throat was raw from shouting for help, and her chest ached from heaving. Her hands and feet hurt too, from kicking and lashing at the walls. When she accepted defeat at last and lay jolting with those sharp breaths you can't help but make after crying, Rashna Ayla began to wake. She told herself, "Lying here sobbing is going to get me nowhere." Punching walls of muck and stone wasn't particularly helpful either. She had to think, to cast her mind back to every single minute of the day and try to guess how she had come to be buried alive. Did she fall? Ayla loved to walk in the woods. Maybe she had tripped into a ditch or badger hole and the memory of it was knocked out of her.